Welcome to Mammon Audio, my name is Heather. During my time at university, I would occasionally earn a bit of extra money in the holiday breaks by doing a spot of babysitting. I did spank some of the children in my charge, but on one memorable occasion I just watched. The children in question were the kids of a friend of my mother, and they were actually quite old to be babysat. She had 4 children in total, all of them girls. There was a pair of 15-year-old twins, and the others followed close on their heels at 14 and 13. Their parents were Catholic and evidently hadn't used birth control, because as soon as the mother delivered a child there was some further fucking, and she promptly got preggers again. Anyway, this particular time happened during the Christmas break back in the late 80s, and the girls' parents were due to go out for, I think, his work's office party. It has to be said that the girls could be quite a handful, especially taken together. I arrived at about 5 p.m. The girls were supposed to be doing their homework, but things were not going well. Several warnings were given and ignored. I think the girls were playing up for my benefit. Their parents were dressed up for the off, but they were going in a taxi, and it wasn't due for around an hour. Meanwhile, the girls were getting really silly, and their mother warned them again and again, to no avail. Finally, their mother left the room and came back wearing her day clothes again. She wasn't at all happy, and I saw the girls' mouths drop when they saw she had changed back. Their mother told them, "I warned you, but you didn't listen. Now you can all go into the living room and get ready for me." Ashen-faced now, the children did as they were told. Once they had gone, their mother went to a kitchen drawer and extracted a short leather punishment strap, with the business end split into two tails. She turned to me, "You'd better come through and see how it's done in this house. I don't think they'll give you any more trouble after this, but you're welcome to repeat it if necessary. Come on." I followed her through to the living room, in something of a dreamlike state. To my shock, all 4 girls were obediently lined up, and bending over, hands on their knees. Their mother handed the strap to me for a moment, then went down the line, lifting the girls' skirts and lowering their knickers, until there was a neat row of bare asses in front of us. When she was satisfied with her preparation, their mother took the belt back off me with a brief word of thanks, then proceeded to whack each girl's bare backside in turn. They each got about 20 strokes each, although I think the dose was adjusted a little according to age. By the time she had finished, all their bottoms had belt marks and were very red and sore. The girls were all crying quietly, but not complaining about their treatment, which I have to say was well deserved. "Right," their mum finally said, "you can all pull your knickers back up and dry your eyes. When you've finished crying, you can come back into the kitchen to do the homework you should have been doing, and I'll expect an apology off each of you as well." Mum went back upstairs to change back into her party dress, and about 5 minutes after she returned, the chastened sisters came back into the kitchen and meekly apologized to both their parents and me. Shortly afterwards, the taxi arrived. The girls quietly did their homework, and nothing more was said about the belting I had witnessed. Needless to say, I had no further problems with the girls. They went to bed bang on time, and I watched a bit of TV until their parents returned. That was one set of children I never had to personally spank, and little wonder.